Yeah, having a consistent barber is, as we've discussed on
We
this
just, yeah,
show,
we talked about it before.
is key, because then you can just get the same cut you want every time. Because even if they use the
Yeah.
same guard, stylistically, it's gonna differ.
But then if they move, I have to follow them or I have to find someone else.
Yeah, well, you're doing that already. Every time you go to Supercuts, you're playing a fucking roulette with barbers. So
Yeah.
at least have a consistent one for at least a minute. Then you get, if you get your heart broken, you get your heart broken. But at least not every time you go in, it's a crap shoot.
I thought we had something.
Welcome back to another episode of Laugh After Cry. I'm your co-host, Jeremy GJ.
I'm your co-host, Commander Cody.
Back at it again. Speaking of Widow's Peak, we're just gonna get it out the way. RIP to the GOAT, Akira Toriyama.
Yeah.
People who don't know, that was the creator of the Dragon Ball series. So Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super. Not Dragon Ball GT. He had nothing to do with that. That's why people hate it.
Dragon Ball Z Kai.
Kai is just basically like a bridge
A
version.
redo. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
It
So they
gets out
just
some of the filler.
shorten some of the
Gotcha.
fight scenes, makes it a little bit more palatable so people don't feel like they're watching the same thing over and over again.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it just takes Dragon Ball Z and just truncates it a little bit. But yeah.
Only takes 5 episodes for a fight instead of 10.
You know what's crazy? It felt like it took forever for Goku to power up to Super Saiyan for the first time.
Oh man,
But if you
every
watch it,
fight.
if you watch it back to back for the very first time, he actually went Super Saiyan. It only took 2 episodes. It just felt like forever because you got recap in the beginning,
Yeah.
and you're waiting, and when it was coming out, you're like waiting week to week for it. And so, or even if you're watching it on Toonami, they were still airing it like it was brand new, so you're waiting week to week for it. So you're like, I've watched this so many times, but really what you watch was the recap. And in the recap, he's powering up, and then in the episode, he's still powering up. So it feels like
Yeah.
you've watched it forever, but it's really only like 2, 3 episodes when he first goes Super Saiyan.
Then with every fight too, like you're watching them essentially just be fodder and wait for Goku to power up more.
Yes.
Like, all right, I'm gonna come within an inch of death and sometimes die, while we wait for Goku over there. Three countries away to, or three planets away, or three dimensions away to power up.
You know, he's the protagonist. Now, the conversation we've had on here before about sub versus dub, this is one of those shows I only watch dub.
Right.
I try to watch it subbed, and God, is Goku's voice so annoying
Right,
in
because we grew
sub.
up with the dub.
We also, yeah, we grew up with the dub, but in the sub, like the character, like I think they have a woman voice Goku, and her voice is super high, and it's just the timbre of it just kills me every time.
That
So
got
I
me when I tried to watch Naruto. I tried to watch Naruto subbed. And they kind of the same deal. Like, his voice in the dub is still higher pitched and like not gravelly, but it's got some like it's got something behind it.
some rasp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then in the sub with the Japanese voice, it's like so much higher pitched. I'm like, ah,
Yeah.
it's just not.
See, I watched Naruto subbed, actually. I had never seen it dubbed. And I didn't mind it with him because he's a kid. And so like
Right.
like preteen boys sound like girls a lot of the
Right.
time. And so
Yeah.
like it matched the character and I was like, it yeah, I you know, it's fine. 'Cause like then you have the juxtaposition of like Sakura, who is a girl, her voice is even higher, but then you got Sasuke, whose voice is lower, then you got Kakashi, whose voice is a little bit lower. So it all balances out in the scene. Whereas Kakarot, aka
He's a
Goku, he's a grown ass man.
yeah.
He's so grown. Like two kids deep grown. And so like his for his voice to be that high coming out, like if his voice was that high and I started with it from Dragon Ball and I watched all the way through, maybe. But to jump into like Dragon Ball Super as a him as a grown ass man versus me watching Dragon Ball Z dubbed, his voice is
Right.
super deep. I was like, I can't do it. I can't pull it off.
I've noticed that a lot of like actual adults, males have higher voices than you would expect.
Yes.
Like on TV shows and movies and everything and in books that we read and any sort of media, the guys are always portrayed as having like gruff, low,
Baritone.
rumbly voices. But the majority of us have not high pitched, but higher pitched.
Yeah, most of us are tenors, not bass.
Yeah.
And like even with me, like when I hear myself back, I hear a lot higher than I hear myself in my own head.
Right.
And then a lot of that too is because I've trained myself to speak higher. I
Right.
taught I said this to my music teacher, like, hey, I talk and sing higher because it's less threatening as a dark-skinned black male. So this is the timbre of my voice that I've taught myself to portray to the world because it is a lot less frightening to some people. And he was like, I never thought of that. I was like, yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't think
Right.
that. But like if I drop the register and I just relax, there's a little bit more bass in my voice. It's not like I'm like in the earth, super
Right.
deep,
Right.
but it's not up here where I normally talk to people.
Right.
So yeah, there's this, yeah, but also in TV and in media, we the sultry, sexy dude is the one with the deep
Yeah.
baritone. He can talk you out your draws because his bass is in his balls. And you're like, but people don't. Most people don't talk like that.
Right.
And that leads into a whole discussion of like, yeah, we talk about the images that are portrayed for women, but the images that are portrayed for men fuck us up just as much.
Right.
And we don't talk about it as much because it's also men who make those images too, which
Yeah, we do it
is,
to ourselves.
yeah, it's really interesting. So, like, if we go back to Dragon Ball Z, Goku takes off his shirt and you're like, oh, that's what a man's supposed to look like. Like, even if you're as a kid, you don't delineate that he's a cartoon. You delineate that he's a man.
The amount of kids that stand there and try to go Super Saiyan.
Oh my God. But also like the musculature, like getting all
Yeah.
of the depth, the
Yeah.
cut, and you're like, I need to
It
go check.
becomes the goal. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to go get in the chamber and train at 30 times gravity. Because I need to look like Goku or like G.I. Joe or
Yeah.
any of the other characters where they're like, even with the outfit on, you're like, I can still see every ab. Every, I didn't know those abs existed. Now I have to go find them. And so this is really, yeah, that's why boys start to lift weights earlier. Try to bulk up, try to do sports that would justify them or help them get to this like anime level fitness.
Yeah, they're not doing it necessarily for strength. They're doing it for the big muscles,
Yeah, for the aesthetic.
but not
Yeah.
for actual like being strong.
And that's something I figured out too, because I started lifting in middle school. Part of it was because I wanted that cut. right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a boy. I'm supposed to have an 8-pack or whatever.
Right.
But also, I was training for track, and so like it was a like the summer between 7th, 8th grade. I decided I'm going to go out for track in 8th grade, so I'm going to train myself. So I would go running, set up my own program to go running, and then I would lift at home. And I think part of that, like lifting before, like these are terms I know now. I didn't know back then, but lifting before my motor end plates, which is the junction between where muscles connect, like it's a very sensitive portion. Lifting before those were fully formed probably compressed my body more than it was supposed to, because I wasn't lifting light either. Like I was like lifting. So. Excuse me. I always joke that I'm actually supposed to be like 5'10", 5'11", but I started lifting too early. Which sometimes I feel like in my body, like I feel like my disc compressing.
That means you can put on your dating profiles 6'3" if
If
I didn't lift.
I didn't lift
I could have
early.
gone pro, man, but then I twisted my ankle.
Yeah, no. No. I'm okay with being 5'9". It's okay. It doesn't, for most people, it doesn't bother them. And I'm tall enough to reach most things. So if my arms are long enough, I can stand. If I get on my tippy toes, I don't care. This is what I have to do. But like, yeah, just like that very much played a role in my life, like growing up and seeing like the extra fit people. But then you like come into recent and you like Thor, you see Chris Hemsworth take his shirt off, and that's an actual human who's not drawn. You're like, what the hell is that? Now, you know, I have an understanding that, hey, he gets paid to work out. Like, functionally, as an actor, like, he has the time and the money to do that. He has a nutritionist as part of the role. But kids don't know that. They just go see Thor and they're like, Jesus, well, I guess I need to start working out now. Where's my creatine shake? Like, and we have a lot more access and to health knowledge and nutrition and stuff now too. But those images mean way more than some things a kid would read in a book a lot of time. And that's why they try to like do a lot of inclusion and diversity of different body shapes and sizes and things. And but even still, like in that same example, they have Fat Thor and he was the butt of the joke. Like, how does that play on the psyche of someone who's like chronically overweight? Not because they're inactive, but just because they have metabolism problems. Maybe they have a thyroid problem. Maybe they have metabolic things that allows them not to lose weight as quickly.
You see it a lot too with actors that are constantly in comedy films, like it's with Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, even Kevin James. Like they started their careers fat, but they were funny. And that was it. That's all they could be. And then once they got big for being that fat, funny guy, then they started getting fit. And now they're like not in as much or anything.
Because they were trying to go out for those. Because what we see as the leading man role is a fit person. So they're like, okay, well, I guess I got to go be fit and to be taken seriously. Then they go try to be fit and they're like, but we liked you as the funny fat guy
Yeah,
and
and
you're
people
not
think
that
they're
in.
not funny anymore.
Yeah. It gets a little messed up. What's to be done about it is what people are doing already, just doing inclusion and, you know, trying to get more images of like normal shaped people. Like there are so many different shapes and sizes people can be drawn in. Not everyone has to be slender. Like the first character I think of actually is like Steven Universe. Never seen the show, but I've seen pictures
Oh,
and
yeah.
things of the show. Little chubby kid. that he's the protagonist and he's loving life and seems to be, from what I hear, it's an amazing cartoon. So like,
I think they're more, it's always going to be good when they do those things. But they do it a lot more with kids
Yes.
and kid shows, than they do with adults. Like, there's still not adult shows, whether live action or otherwise, where people are, well, pe where people aren't ripped.
Yeah. And some of it I kind of get, like Heroes as such,
Yeah.
a little bit, because they're doing extra human things, so they should
Right.
kind of be in extra human shape.
Right.
But like normal everyday blasé blasé things, it kind of should be just like people of all shapes and sizes doing whatever.
I can't, I can't even, like, because I am part of the problem. I know I am. Because even, like, we watched, over the weekend, we watched the first Dune movie,
Okay.
with Timothée Chalamet in it. And if you, I don't know if you've seen what he looks like.
He's a real tiny dude.
Yeah. And there I am, sitting there watching him and being like, this twink, this guy's the same. And so I'm part of the problem. I am part of the problem.
Just perpetuating
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. Because it's so ingrained. Like, I didn't think twice about it until we started talking about this. I'm like, ah, fuck. All right.
Yeah, he's a very slender dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really, really interesting thing. Like in the it's like cool to be aware, but also like a lot to be aware. 'Cause then
Yeah.
you're like, well, now that I know, what the fuck am I supposed to do about
Yeah.
it? And
Yeah.
as somebody who's like chronically like a problem solver and then running into all these things, like I don't have a solve for this. Can
Yeah.
be like a little tiring because you're like, there's too many things.
It's tiring and disheartening to not have a solution to these things. Or have a solution but not be able to enact them because it would require everyone to do the solution. And there's no way that's happening.
There's no way. And there's always some, it's all, there's always a dissenting argument.
Yeah.
And on things that shouldn't be a dissent, there shouldn't be a dissenting argument. There
Right.
should not be a, there was a positive for slaves and slave and chattel slavery. That should not be an argument
Right.
people have, but they do, and they're trying, they're teaching it in schools, not even trying. They are actively teaching this in school.
Right.
And there's always a dissenting argument, someone who always wants to be contrary. Where in reality, if you just shut up. And it's not
Yeah.
like there are matters that are up for debate.
Right.
There are things that are up for debate, but there are some things you should just know in your heart of hearts to leave alone. Even if you there is another viewpoint, is it pertinent enough to like really interject? To dislodge this thing that would probably be better for humans?
Yeah.
Like,
The
you
devil does
can't.
not need more advocates, and most people that are playing devil's advocate in any situation, most of the time in situations where someone is playing the devil's advocate, they're just being an asshole.
Yeah, and somebody said something great. I wish I could remember what the quote was.
Is it about devil's advocate?
Yeah, it was a devil's advocate quote. It was something along the lines of what you just said, like the devil doesn't require an advocate or something like that.
Everything comes up. Apparently there's a movie called The Devil's Advocate.
That doesn't surprise me.
Me neither. But I'm not looking for those quotes.
Yeah. Ugh, I can't remember what it was. But yeah, basically, what I remember the quote being was like, the devil doesn't need an advocate. So if you're speaking on his behalf, you're actually just speaking your own opinions, or something close to that.
Yeah, like it's something that they truly believe, but because someone is having a conversation about it, they want to act like they don't actually believe that, and they're just saying it just to play devil's advocate. Like, no, but that was on your mind for a reason.
Yeah. Like, but also it's like, even if it was on my mind, I don't have to say it.
Yeah.
Right? They're like,
Yeah,
there is
if
just
you
some,
know it's not a good thing.
if you know it's going to do more harm than good, and it adds nothing to the conversation, like, you can play devil's advocate when you're at like your kids, like their PTA, and they're talking about the bake sale, and you're like, well, we'll play devil's advocate. Could we do something other than give kids sweet treats? Could we do an
Yeah.
activity night?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But like,
Everyone takes
but
Devil's Advocate as being the worst possible thing in whatever conversation.
yeah, and it's
And it
just
doesn't
like,
have to be.
yeah, or it could just be a counterpoint. Like, just, you don't even have to say devil's advocate. I have a counterpoint. But also, does your counterpoint actually add to the discussion?
Yeah.
We're talking about women's right. Oh, I have a counterpoint. Everything was better when women were in the kitchen. Does that help anything?
Yeah,
No.
that's not.
Why did you say it? Because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Because you're an asshole, you had that on your brain. That's how you truly feel, but you want to hide behind this whole devil's advocate. Oh, I'm just trying to get a real rounded,
Yeah.
viewpoint. It's like, no. Because we've already heard that argument.
Right. Everything was better. Better for who? Keep going with that.
Yes.
Explain what.
That's
Better
where it
for
always
who? Better in
stops.
what way?
That's where it always stops. They never get to the crux of the issue. It always stops at the, this is the thought, no
Yeah.
further thought beyond it. Or they want to skirt over that because it doesn't serve them
Yeah. Oh, you
anymore.
know, I'm not gonna do the research for you. No, you're the one that brought it up.
Yes,
Do it. Present it.
you should already be researched. And
Yeah.
so I
If you're
don't
gonna
know.
bring it up, present it.
Yeah, I obviously don't know. So you have to finish your dissertation because you started it.
Yeah.
Wow, and that leads me to some. I am still off the TikToks. I'm still off of most social media. But to be prepared for this, I went through my Google News thing and was like reading articles and talking about people doing things that serve them. Fucking Supreme Court saying it's unconstitutional for those states to kick Trump off the ballot,
Yeah.
when the article I read basically was saying how they pick and choose when they want to use the quote unquote originalist ideology
Oh, yeah,
behind the
they always do.
amendments, and how like there was one issue where they were like, oh, this is the originalist thought on it, and then on this one they were like, we don't know if it's the originalist thought on it. And even conservative like pundits and journalists are like, y'all are full of shit. Like,
Yeah.
they're even conservative pundits and journalists are saying, no, y'all did not follow the originalist like meaning behind those amendments of what states are allowed to do.
Yeah.
And we think it's full of shit. And I find that interesting because even people who claim they are conservatives will not admit that. Because, well, that's
Well,
people
it
who claim they
was,
are, people who are Trump lovers are not going to admit it. And then
right.
conservatives are going to be like, about it because they want him in office for some reason. I don't understand it.
Well, it was also unanimous. It was a unanimous decision in the Supreme Court. So that means that the quote unquote Democrats and liberals in the court also agreed with it. What was that? What was that?
That Colorado, or the Colorado one of that.
Yes. Supreme Court. Nope, come on now. Colorado decision. Yeah, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that Colorado can't disqualify Trump from the ballot under the 14th Amendment's insurrection ban.
That's crazy.
Which it's one of those things that, like, it in a way it's like, yes, it's saying that the government can't tell states everything about what to do in their state, which then also opens up, like, well, then in that case, like, with these federal bans that they're trying to put out on abortions, technically the courts can't do that, and the government can't do that either, because that would be telling states what they cannot do. And that was the whole thing of why it got repealed in the first place. Abortion rights got repealed in the first place was because it was a federal thing, and they were like, no, states get to choose. So it's one of those, like, they want to eat their cake and have it too.
And
It's one of
is
those situations.
the one of the dissenting arguments too that came up too was like, well, what, how does this stop states from blocking anybody they don't want on the ballot? But like
Right. But this was
in this case,
specifically, in this case, it was specifically because of the Insurrection Act,
correct. And so
which is
like,
a thing, and
which
that
is
should be enacted.
and
Like,
so yeah, that's exactly where I was going. Like, there's a precedent for it. There's something
yes.
already written about it. And so for them to just go block somebody willy-nilly, someone could take that to the courts and be like, hey, they don't have any grounds for this. And then be like, yeah, they don't. Get that out of
Correct.
here.
Right.
But this is a very specific situation.
Yeah.
And so it should have very specific rulings based
Yes.
on this specific situation. And so
Donut, get the fuck over here.
the whole thing with states' rights from any person, like the conversation about states' rights, I take with a grain of salt because
Well,
that's what
it
because
always
of
stems from the Civil War and slavery.
yes.
It always stems from that. That is the only reason states' rights has ever been a fucking thing.
Yeah. And so as soon as anybody starts saying states' rights about anything, I'm like, all right,
Right.
whatever. But it's also
Right.
just like in this instance for this specific thing, if they don't want him on the ballot because he was involved in an insurrection,
Right.
allegedly, because he hasn't been convicted of that.
Which, that's a whole nother fucking thing. These courts, all of these fucking court, like, lawsuits and court decisions and all that shit. Why the fuck has it taken 4 years? I understand that, like, they need a jury that isn't completely in the know.
That's not
That way
possible.
it's not, like, biased.
It's not possible.
Correct. It's not entirely possible. And that's why a lot of these court cases will like take a couple years before they even appear in court, is because they want this stuff to not be fresh in the minds of the people in the jury. But at the same time, like, his entire play is to delay these as long as possible until he's elected again, and then he can't be fucking touched because then he's the president and then he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Just pardon himself from all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And the crazy part is everyone knows that. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And like, and when I genuinely say you cannot get that jury, is because you can't. Like, they would either have to be like freshly 18.
Right.
And they just not paid attention at all in high school to anything.
Right.
Which, do you want a group of 18-year-olds on deciding a jury?
It, right.
Maybe, because Gen Z is pretty but also babies. Right. Or they're not U.S. Americans, so they don't qualify. They're not U.S. citizens, so they don't qualify. That's the only two groups of people you can really get, because I'm sure even the Amish know about this shit. And so,
well, even like, even if you're outside the U.S., you still, he in particular is in the news almost 24/7 because of some stupid shit he's saying.
Yes. And it was nice when he was forced to go underground for a bit. Like, because we didn't hear, like, only thing that was happening in the news cycle was how old Biden is. That was the only thing. And then as soon as he resurfaced, just pandemonium.
More dumb shit on dumb shit. Yeah.
Just clear cut pandemonium. And so it's just like, due process, speed it up.
Who the fuck did he say? I don't know if you heard about this.
Probably not.
You're gonna love it?
Oh boy.
It's probably the wrong phrase.
Uh-oh.
hold on. All right, if I could type,
I would use love it like you did with your boss today when something got that day that shit got fucked up.
Yeah. So there is a gubernatorial candidate in North Carolina that Trump endorsed and called Martin Luther King on steroids.
Oh yeah, love that.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
Love that. What does that even mean?
Well, you know, anyone on the conservative side will only point to MLK as like the peace and like don't do blah blah blah. So,
but on steroids does not elicit the image of him being even a greater peacemaker than MLK.
Right?
It means balked up MLK, just Jim Bro MLK is what I see in my head. It doesn't elicit like, oh, he's a super like civil rights minded. Like, no, it just like Jim Bro, creatine, C4 energy drink, MLK, just games on games on games.
And you're right. You're right. Like a much more aggressive.
More like that would make him more like Malcolm X.
Right. But they have such a fucked up idea of MLK to begin with that they're like, anything for them on steroids is. But anyways, so this guy, Mark Robinson.
Heard that name.
He goes on tirades about how, like, which fucking amendment is it? Actually, yeah, the 13th Amendment. He's like, that shouldn't be a thing. Do you not know like the reason you're allowed to say any of this right now, why you're running as a governor right now.
Because that's the one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Uh-huh.
He says that shit regularly.
Oh.
It's like, are you dumb? And that's the, like, so even with, like, oh, man. So,
what,
on
how,
top
Cody,
of...
Hold on a second.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hold on a second.
I'm about to hit you with another thing. Not from Mark Robinson. This is, but kind of the same.
Just so I can make sure, because the picture I have in my head. Yep, that's the one I have. This is a dark skin.
Oh yeah,
black man.
Yeah.
On national media. Saying that the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution that abolished slavery should not be a thing.
Let me get exactly his words.
Because it is not that I cannot believe it. I just really want it to not be true. Because, whoa. That is... I don't understand it. Because wasn't it Clarence Thomas who was like trying to do something about the amendment that had to do with like interracial dating or something like that.
Yes.
Like, and like, yes. Hey, dude, you're married to a white woman. Like, why are you?
Yeah. If you say you don't want to be, if you're saying you don't want to be married, just divorce.
Just get a divorce. We already allow that in this country. But like, nah, man.
Yes,
can't
that,
do it
that was good old Clarence.
Can't do that. We can't do it anymore. This against, you know, it's unconstitutional. Oh my god.
He went on a ramble about he wants to go back to when to the America where women couldn't vote.
Oh.
Not surprising.
Okay. So that's the isn't that the 19th? Yep.
And he has regularly gone on rants about the LGBTQ community. Donut, I need you to get the fuck out of the way.
That does not surprise me. It's North Carolina, and no disrespect to the people of North Carolina, but that is the South. So
yeah, it tracks. Especially for a Republican candidate. Then... Hold on. I am trying to find more stuff because it's one of those things that, like, I'd seen a bunch of clips thrown together of his ramblings. So I want to make sure that I remember everything correctly. Come on. Well, while I'm looking for this as well, did you hear anything about the State of the Union address that was on Friday?
No.
Friday? Saturday? I think it was on Friday.
Nothing.
Well, there was more, you know, heckling and jeering and all that normal bullshit, and Biden talking about democracy being in danger again and vote for us or it's going to be worse. That kind of, you know, that normal bullshit.
Right.
But then, as they do, the Republicans gave a rebuttal where, what was her name? Carrie. The Republican State of the Union rebuttal. Katie Britt. They had Katie Britt give the rebuttal from a kitchen.
Oh.
Like it was a pre-recorded message.
Mm-hmm.
Where she was reading from a kitchen. And she did like a really high, whispery, "We hear you" type of voice. Which even Republicans were like, "What the fuck am I watching? Why is she talking like this? This is a disaster." Because it just plays into like their whole thing of like women belong in the kitchen,
right?
And women shouldn't be in
women
places
should be
of power.
Women,
which
should
is like,
be, what is it? Women should be seen, not heard.
Yeah, and subservient. It's like,
yeah,
you realize that you're a senator, correct? You're a representative. Like that, you wouldn't have this job. What?
Like
consistently vote and talk about things that would just hurt themselves.
It's so silly. It's so incredibly goofy because it's just like, you know, people are only seeing this because some of these quote unquote liberal measures went through.
Yeah.
There was a point in time where this was not a possibility at all. You couldn't even dream of doing this. And so that the fact that you're putting yourself in a position nationally to be like, we don't belong here. We don't deserve to do this. It's like, but hey, you are.
Yeah.
What? Like, if you didn't think women deserve to do this, why did you put in the effort to do it?
Yeah.
Like that, if you were just on YouTube making this video and you had no position, no seat of power, and you were saying this bullshit, I'd be like, okay, she got a leg to stand on because, you know, she didn't get the education, run the race, garner votes,
right,
take lobby money to and make laws and decisions to be able to put out this video. She was just chilling at home and she said some cuckoo shit.
Yeah.
Let her have her cuckoo shit. Woman, you are over important things in our country.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. That's like me training for a marathon, getting a trainer, running all the miles, running the marathon, getting past the finish line and being like, black people shouldn't be able to run marathons.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I'm using my platform.
You see this gold medal?
I shouldn't have been able to.
I shouldn't have been able to get this. Like, what are you doing? Do you think that gets you more constituents? Because think about it this way. The group of people you're trying to rally up for you with this message believes your message. So why would they vote for you? Because the person who's going to run against you is more likely going to be a man.
Right.
And so if they already believe you shouldn't have the seat,
they're not going to give it to you.
They're not going to continue. continue to let you have the seat. I don't. What is the end game?
Somebody. So again, I just first and foremost, I was wrong about Mark Robinson's view on the 13th Amendment. Okay. He did not say anything on that.
Okay.
I am going to clear that right now. He has said that he wants to go back to when women couldn't vote.
I just put that video.
And
up, yes.
That leads people to question what he feels about the 13th Amendment.
Gotcha.
So that's on me. That's
now,
on me.
I'm going to say something about that too, because you know who I know who said that? Black people for sure. Because
oh, yeah.
We are so fucking unserious that we would take it anywhere. Like, oh, this coon ass motherfucker is going to talk about how he don't think women should vote, so he must not care about black people at all. As soon as anything like that drops from a black person's mouth, that's immediately where other black people go. And I don't fault them for it, because there is a common trajectory when people start taking these shots at these things that allow certain people to be able to do things they weren't be able to do before. It's not causation, but there's a very tight correlation. So I can understand why you've heard that, because I'm sure there have been plenty of black people on the internet, like, are not all skin folk or kin folk.
At least something to that effect. Yeah.
So, I understand why you've heard that, but he didn't actually say that. So we'll clear that up.
Yeah.
We'll clear those allegations for right now. But
he said a lot of other bullshit.
I'm
but
not surprised.
Not surprising. But yes. So, man, I lost my train of thought on it. On what I was gonna say next. But because I mean, we have seen people actively vote against their own wants. Oh, that's what it was. Again, I had seen, actually, just before we got on, it was a clip from another podcast that was on TikTok that was all these people that are like technically good candidates, like fairly stable candidates for the Republican Party, are afraid to run because they are not as crazy as Trump.
Yes.
And so they know that they're not going to get the votes that Trump has. And I mean, we've seen it with anybody who crosses the quote unquote Freedom Caucus in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. Anybody who crosses them immediately gets like ejected, or at the very least, like ejected from whatever committee they've been on.
Yep.
So, and that's because like they have shoveled shit, so much shit into their own party and into the face of their voters, that anything that isn't shit, they're like, nope, I don't want it.
Yep.
Because it's been happening for decades.
Yep. And it's been a growing.
Yeah.
It's been
yeah.
a growing they, thing. So like
it's constantly be getting worse and worse and worse. And then we have Trump enter, who is like the biggest garbage man in the world. And he's like, I am the king shit. And everyone's like, yes, yes, the fuck you are. You are the king shit. We want nothing else but the king shit.
Yep.
Because that's his job. That's what he's always fucking done.
Yep.
Is just be shit.
Yep. Yep. And you know who's to blame for all of this?
Reagan.
Reagan. It always goes back to fucking Reagan,
Yeah.
bro. It's all of his fault. Before Reagan, there was cross-party chats. They were going across the line to get shit passed. Like,
Yeah.
conservative was actually conservative, not far right.
Yeah.
Like, physically, they were conservative, but when it came to people's rights, they were like, we'll have our hands off of it. Yeah, we want
Yeah.
smaller government when it comes to finances, but when it comes to like taking care of the citizens, we'll take care of the citizens.
Yeah.
Because if we think about American politics in the grand scheme of things, before Reagan, everything was centrist, right? And so,
Yeah.
like, even if they say they were quote unquote liberal or quote unquote conservative, they were closer to the middle than they were the far ends.
Right.
And then, as soon as that idiot actor of a person got into office, it just kept getting, the typewriter just kept getting pushed further and further and further and further right.
Yeah.
And then it just,
And we kept having a bunch of people on the quote unquote left, that were just centrists wanting to meet in the middle. And then the middle got further and further right.
just kept skewing, kept skewing, kept skewing. And so now, even what we call Democrats, or even what we call liberals, quote unquote, are
Yeah.
way more center and peeking over into the right than
Yeah.
they are actual liberals. Because if real liberalism is what you see in France when they start
Yeah.
shoveling shit into McDonald's.
Which that's
Like,
fucking great. I love that.
they say, you want to fuck with the farmers? All right, we got you. You want to see some shit? We
Yeah,
actually have lots of it.
the French do not care. The
They
French are
do
like, all
not
right,
give a
y'all.
goddamn.
And what's weird is like, there wasn't there, I swear there was something like 4 or 5 years ago, like before COVID, or like a couple years before COVID, where like, not the exact same thing, but there was something else happening, and they're like,
Yes.
no, we're not fucking having it.
Yep.
Well,
Yes.
that's riot.
That's why we know the French to be the French, right?
Yeah.
Because this is not a singular incident. It
Yeah.
continues to happen because they were
Yeah.
setting shit on fire doing BLM stuff. Like,
Yes.
they don't give a fuck, right? And so, like, yeah, like, they were like heartbroken about the Louvre, but at the same time, something else was happening at the same
Yeah.
time. They were like, we still got to handle whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Louvre will be all right. Whatever the government's doing, we ain't fucking with. So
Yeah.
that's on fire, but something else is about to be on fire if y'all don't handle whatever it is that y'all trying to pass right now, because we don't fucks with
Yeah.
it. So, like, that's liberalism. What happens here in the US is very quiet talking
Yeah.
and capitulating. Because as much as I was like, I'm still a fan of President Obama, listening to his book, I was like, dude, you were not hardcore enough at
Yeah.
all. You are a centrist to your core. And all of this playing, trying to go across the aisle bullshit got you nowhere. It got you
Yeah.
where people were saying you were an ineffective president, which is categorically untrue, because when he left office, he upturned a fucking recession.
Right.
One of the worst recessions we had in the United States since the Great Depression. And the economy was on the uptick until this last dumbass got in. And
Yeah.
so, what did it serve you?
Yeah.
Like, while I was listening to his book, I understood his point of view. Like, he was like, I'm trying to keep the constituents basically so that he could get reelected for a second term, so he could try to do more stuff. Now that it's like, because the first year or two, he was just putting out fires.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I'm trying to come back so I can actually implement some things to get the economy really on a strong foot on my second term. So I need people to see that I am willing to work with my conservative counterparts. Understood. But also, fuck them. You need to get shit done. They're not playing.
And they're already fucking you. Like,
They've already made a coalition against you.
yeah.
They've
And
called you the literal Antichrist, dude. Like,
yeah. They're
no.
squashing everything you can possibly do to pave the way for whenever they get someone in power. And they did.
Yeah.
And that's
And
why we have the Supreme Court that we have.
And so it's just like our government, our politics is annoying because no one's hardcore enough.
Yeah.
But no one's hardcore enough because all they're worried about is keeping their money. Like, they don't even care about the power as much as they care about the money because they don't really
Yeah.
do anything with their power. Like, the
Right.
country has been in a standstill for a lot of shit for a long time. They don't really do anything with the responsibility that they have. They
Right.
just want the money. And
Right.
it's just like,
They have to keep everything in limbo. Because A, that's what gets them votes because it gives us something to run on. And B, it gets them money because the more things are in contention, that allows companies to raise prices.
And lobby.
And then they can lobby.
Yep. And so when, again, it's one of those things where, like, I am aware of all of this. What the hell do I do about it? Because
Yeah.
when there are good candidates that pop up, what's the first thing any person who knows anything says? They're not going to win. That is the first thing, because we've turned into, we're a two-party system that never was supposed to exist.
Yeah.
And that's why I will say it all the time. They herald the founding fathers as these brilliant men, and I can't agree with that
Yeah.
to a certain extent, because the whole thing that they spouted was, we do not want the same two-party system we just left, and they immediately went to a two-party system.
Yeah.
You're not smart if you can't figure out something else. I'm sorry. Like,
And
you lit
until we get rid of the Electoral College, we're going to continue to be a two-party system.
it's going to be the same thing, and it's never going to get rid of, because
Yeah.
that's how the system works for people to continue to make their money.
Yeah. Yeah, we can, even if all of us voted third party, if literally every single person voted third party, the Electoral Colleges can still be like, well, I'm voting for this person instead.
And that overshadows the popular vote.
And that has happened twice since we've been alive. That's happened, I think, a total of like 7 times. Hold on. It's happened a lot, more than you would think.
And guess where the Electoral College comes from?
Times.
Fucking slavery.
Yeah.
Like,
Yes. That was why, because they didn't want the slaves to have votes, which that was also why the three-fifths compromise was a thing. And but then on top of that, there was still, even with three-fifths, there were still more votes. So they're like, Electoral College.
We don't
It's
want
not
to be,
population.
we're not, you know. You can't be underrepresented. Like, okay, you wouldn't be if you let the people that live there actually vote, but y'all didn't want to do that. Why? Because then you know they will vote against whatever interests y'all have, which is keeping them fucking slaves. So,
Yeah.
when, again, I'll
It
say
has happened 5 times.
five.
There have been 5 presidential elections which the successful presidential candidate did not receive the popular vote, including the 1824 election, which was the first presidential election where the popular vote was recorded. So it probably happened more. Let's see. There was 1824, where John Quincy Adams was the winner of the electoral, but he lost the popular vote by quite a heavy percentage, by like 11%.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
There was 1876, where Rutherford B. Hayes won the electoral, but he lost the popular vote by only by 3%.
Okay.
There was 1888, with Benjamin Harrison won the again the electoral, but lost the popular vote only by 0.8 of a percent. So that one was pretty close.
Okay.
And then there was in 2000 with George W. Bush and Al Gore, which was 0.5 of a percent difference in popular vote.
Okay.
And then there was 2016 with Clinton and Trump, where that was 2% of the popular vote. Now, percentage wise, not a lot. But actual numbers wise, and this is why it's important to go, like sometimes it's like, sometimes percentages are better and sometimes hard numbers are better. Because, you
Really
know, the
is.
amount of people that are alive and voting in 2016 versus
1824.
2000 or 1888 or 1824,
Significantly different.
immensely more.
Yeah. Millions more.
Yes.
Exponentially more.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so in 2016, you know, Clinton won the popular vote by almost 3 million votes.
So many
And that
people.
was only 2%. Compared to that, to the almost 11% in 1824, the margin of actual votes was only 38,000, but it was
That's
11%.
yeah, that's so different.
That's insane.
That's so different. And it's also like voter participation probably was way higher back then than it is now. Because what
Actually,
gerrymandering and
yeah, well, the turnout for 2016 was 56%, 56.3%. 2000 was 51.2%, so a little bit increase from then. But in 1888, there was 79.3% turnout.
yeah, that's a significant difference.
And 1876 was 81.8%.
That's a significant difference. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Just over half the country
Yeah.
decided it was important enough to vote for their president in 2016. But back then, they were like all in. Like, 70, like most of the country was like, yeah, no, I'm going to exercise. Now, granted, most of the country was wealthy white men who had the time to do such things. But
Right. And
even
since then,
still,
it's gotten harder and harder and harder for the normal person to get time to vote because
right, by
they.
design.
You're right, because they won't make it a fucking national
How it
holiday.
should be a national holiday. But they know if they let enough of the common folk vote, it
And the
will
common
not.
folk are going to have too much power.
Yes, which is what it's supposed to be anyway, because it's about us. That's why we voted you into power, to give us what we asked for.
Again, Reagan also took away. How before then they couldn't lobby, or there was a limit to lobbying, but then he took away the limit. So now it's just lobby galore.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars in lobbying. Like,
Yeah,
people's.
and it's not public either
Nope.
as much.
How much is it? Da, 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 da. How much is a senator?
They don't make a lot.
That's what I'm about to say. So, like, every member of the Senate except the members elected president, president pro tempore, assistant president pro tempore, blah, 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 will receive a compensation of a salary of $63,700 a year. So,
I almost make as much as them.
63,000. Yep. $63,007 a
Hold up,
year.
calculator. 26. Nope. 140. Times 52. Yeah. I make
That's
54 grand a year.
Ohio. Compensation of members. That's Ohio.
I mean, it's the same thing as like the president. The president's salary is only like 100 and something thousand.
Well, let me see. The United States Senate, as of right now, is 174,000.
That's the Senate.
That's the Senate. The
Okay.
Senate salaries to 1789 a president. It started off at $6 per day,
Okay.
and now they're up to 174,000 per year.
Okay.
Which, if they were a regular U.S. citizen, couldn't afford a home.
Correct. And all these
Lobbying.
people come out being millionaires and
Lobbying.
billionaires. Yes. And
Lobby.
insider trading.
Insider trading.
The thing that's illegal for the common man.
174,000 dollars is their salary per year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are millionaires. Millionaires, bro. That's insane. That's crazy. You know how insane it is to make almost another $900,000
Yeah.
with one job
Yeah.
a year?
And
Like,
it
get out of
sucks
my
because
face.
it sucks too because everybody is like pointing at everybody else. Everybody is pointing at everybody else that's not on their quote unquote side. And it's everybody.
Yes.
Now, everybody is the problem in that regard. Absolutely. But I don't want to do this like both sides isms bullshit because also because that's also bullshit. Like both sides are not the same.
No.
And as much as we always say, well, they're two sides of the same, they're two wings of the same bird. Like, yes, but no. Like, both sides do shitty things. Both sides do insider trading. Both sides get lobbied, and both sides, take a bunch of money from military complex and big
Special
corporations.
earmarks and legislation.
Right. Both sides do that. There's no way to argue otherwise. There is no devil's advocate for that. But at the same time, there are those things are super shitty, but at the same time, there is one side that is legitimately trying to take away rights and bring us back. And to say that the other side is just as bad as that is just not, it's not genuine.
No, it's not, and it's doing a disservice.
To finding a solution.
Yeah. There's also doing a disservice to like truth.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? Because even in the, if we're thinking of even the most liberal Democrat, who are they being lobbied? Like,
Yeah.
the grassroots organizations that are trying to lobby the people they think that are on their side don't have that much money
Yeah.
because they're grassroots. So,
Yeah.
like, even if they are being lobbied necessarily, are they making that much off it as a senator who's being lobbied by big tobacco?
Right.
And so, like, yeah, this is stats. And so, like, yeah, you can see the numbers, but like, what's the explanation?
Yeah.
Like, that was my favorite part about stats. Yeah, here are all the formulas. Here are all the hard numbers, which are kind of soft numbers in stats, depending on which
Right.
formula you're using. But what's the explanation behind this?
Yeah.
Why is this data skewed? That's where people forget stats. Oh, you can't argue with the numbers. Actually, you can.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason these things are skewed. That's why they came up with statistics in the first place to
Right.
explain why there are biases in these numbers.
Right. That's why the average is like seven spiders a year that you eat, when the actual number is way
Way
fucking
lower.
lower,
Way
but
lower.
one person had a fuck ton. So
Yep.
now we're all at seven. Like, no, that's not what that
That's
is.
not how that works. So, yeah, it is really just exhausting. I was trying to look up what the President of the United States makes. The I've seen up
President.
the highest I've seen is 400,000.
Presidential salary.
Lord have mercy. This is a chart and a half.
The president shall receive in full for his services during the term of which he shall have been elected compensation in the aggregate amount of 400,000 a year to be paid monthly. Okay. And then after office, it's all been raised because, of course, it fucking has. It's been raised for them, but not for us. At some point, I was thinking of their salary after office. It was like 175, and it's now 226,000 per year.
For what?
I'm being a security risk, who the fuck knows?
Like, for what? You're not doing anything anymore.
Right.
If I
That it's
leave,
it's their
if I,
pension. It's the only job that has a pension.
yeah. Well, fuck us, right? Because
Yeah.
theirs is not tied up in a 401k that's tied to the stock market.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
And
exhausting. Well, now I don't feel so bad because I was like, wow, the president has to pay for their own groceries. How insane is that? But 400K, you're fine because you don't pay for where you live.
yeah.
You don't pay for Air Force One. You don't pay for Motorcade One. You don't.
Right.
You're just there. So yeah, you should pay for your dinner party. Make it 400K a year. Yikes, dude. This is what happens, guys, when we come on and we don't have anything to talk about. I know we've broached these subjects probably no less than 25 times now, but you know, that's what happens when you live in a world with a 24-hour news cycle,
Yeah.
and the cycle is the same shit. And you're just kind of, you're over it and you're inundated by it and you can't escape it. So
You
just
gotta let it
really
out.
gotta let it out. Try to laugh about it a little bit so you don't cry about it later. Yeah, that's basically all I had on my noggin. I was trying to be prepared because I was like, I'm still off the TikTokosphere. Don't really know. That was my news source, honestly. Because I get sick of hearing CNN pundits talk or any MSNBC. Like, they just talk in circles about nothing. And
All of them. All of them do.
it's dispassionate. And it's just like, I'd rather have the screaming guy with the fiery red hair yell at me about what's going on, because at least he seems to give a fuck.
Pearlmania?
Pearl
Yeah.
Mania, dude.
Yeah.
He said his baby doesn't even mind. Baby's used to him screaming. He actually is more afraid when he's not screaming. So, at least he's passionate about what
Yeah.
he's talking about. And he hasn't said, I haven't been on it in a while, he hasn't said anything I disagree with. But even if he did, I would be like, at least he's saying it with gusto. But yeah, it's oh, well, I don't know if this affects you since you don't really have a you have an algorithm, but not an algorithm. I'm sure your algorithm's a lot different now that I'm not interacting with you. But how has the Universal Music Group pulling all their music affected your timeline at all?
No, I can't say it has. I never really had a lot of like music on it to begin with. I mean, I know like everyone would put like music underneath what they were talking about, just as whatever. And a lot of it's still there. What's fucking hilarious to me though is Taylor Swift was part of that. They got taken off. And immediately, there's just a bunch of people that were on TikTok singing the songs themselves to so they could put it as a sound.
Oh
And it's so funny because they know that it's bad and they're just leaning into how bad it is. And it's
Lord.
so funny.
Oh
They're doing
man.
like they're doing whole productions. Like they're standing back, they're doing the dances with it as they're singing it and like moving closer to the camera. It was great. It was hilarious.
Lord.
But no, I can't say it's really affected anything.
Okay. Yeah, because I know a lot of it too is like, it's not even that people were using like the whole song. They were just using bits of the sounds to
Yeah.
like, as part of like the joke of the, or
Yeah.
the part of the skit or whatever. And I'm sure if I go back on my side, is probably drastically different because people were using those, not even just for the dance videos. They were using them for, like I said, joke sketches. Like it was like the punchline in the whole thing. And so
Yeah.
I'm sure it's, of course, people are still on there. It's not going to stop people. People are probably going to be on there in spite of that, actually.
Right.
Because people are sick of huge corporations just doing whatever the fuck they want to.
And
But
it is a good place to get news source
yeah, you
news.
can, is because of course the algorithm is going to feed you what you want to see. But if you want to go down the rabbit hole of what other people see, you can.
Yeah. And for the most part, you can see it without a news pundit bias
Yes.
added to it.
Yeah. They could just be some regular schmegler dude or lady or person just on there just spouting their views, and you'd be like, you're to me an idiot, so I won't continue to interact with your content. But I heard what you said. And sometimes those random things too. I think they're like try to like refresh the algorithm so you'll get a little like of like some
Yeah.
shit you never watch, and you're like, where did this come
Yeah, you're like, get, why did this come back? Get
from? Oh, whoop, jump scare. I know that's a real old sound now, but I
Yeah.
still love it.
Jump
Yes.
scare.
Ooh, the jump scare.
I said, ow.
All right, well, that's what we got. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I don't think I've had any like questions or anything in the last few episodes of the pod.
Yeah, nobody said anything either.
Okay, so as always, if you want to interact with us, you can reach out to us on all our social media. If you want to find all of our social media, it'll be linked in the description below. You can just click the hyperlink to our link tree, and it'll pull up all of our social media. And if you're one of those people who are just anal and don't check those type of things, you can just go to linktr.ee/laughnotthecry. And yeah, we can just send us emails directly at laughnotthecry@gmail.com. I don't think I've got anything from anybody, and then make sure nobody's went to spam. I don't think that's happened though. Yeah, nope, that account doesn't even have any spam. That's how little interaction it gets. So yeah, just yeah, chat
Everyone
it up with us.
survived. Everyone survived another clock jumping,
Ugh, I
but
really.
barely.
We were so excited about them passing that, and then
They
just
shot it down.
that's all it's. Ugh.
It
Anyway,
passed Congress, and then I think the House of Representatives shot it down. For why?
yeah,
Fucking for why?
it's not saving anybody money. I don't. It does nothing for anyone. So just leave it alone. But they won't.
No.
But anyway, until next time, adios.
Bye-bye.